Brothers and sisters, a religion which gives nothing to humanity except superstition, backwardness, and discourages the use of reason. Why should anyone follow such a religion? You know what we say to individuals who say that, look, religion for me is just a bunch of superstitions, fairy tales, ignorance, backwardness, and so on and so forth. We say, you know what? If that's religion, then I also don't want to. I hate that, just as you hate it. But don't assume that every religion is going to be your definition of the religion. Maybe there's a religion which is different. Maybe there's a religion which its greatest miracle is actually a book. Maybe there's a religion where the first thing God says to his prophet is read. Maybe there's a religion in which when you open its holy book from beginning to end, you're told, think for yourself, understand for yourself, don't follow blindly. And that is, in fact, the religion of Islam. This is what you find when you open the Quran. No book throughout the history of mankind has told man to reason and reflect and understand for himself and use his own intellectual capacity more than the Quran. How then can such a religion be a means for ignorance, backwardness, injustice, inequality in human society? Yes, many of us Muslims, we've failed in implementing our religion in our lives.
لقد أرسلنا رسلنا بالبينات وأنزلنا معهم الكتاب والميزان ليقوم الناس بالقسط.
Surely we sent our messengers with clear signs, and we sent down with them the book and the balance, the scale, so that people may uphold justice and equity. So the prophets were sent with two things. Firstly, the book to elevate people's intellect, to elevate the capacity of human reason, to make people into people of knowledge and understanding and reflection. And on the other hand, the prophets were sent with a balance, with a scale, so that they may implement justice in human society. And it's interesting, the verse says, the prophets were sent with these things, so that people themselves may uphold justice. It's not the case that a prophet is sent and he's going to do all the work. No, he is sent to give human beings the means to uphold justice for themselves. One of the aims of religion, of this religion, of the religion the Quran is teaching us and teaching all human beings, is that justice must be done in human society. Justice must be present. One of the reasons that Allah, God the Exalted, sent prophets is for the sake of the establishment of justice. Everyone should be treated fairly in human society. It should not be the case that because you know a famous person, or you know a politician, or you know a king, or you know a ruler, or you know someone's cousin, you are then above the law. In fact, did you know that Amir al-Mu'mineen, the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, he, while he was Khalifa, while he was the ruler of the Muslim empire, a non-Muslim took him to court. When the judge saw that there is a non-Muslim living in the Muslim lands, and he's taken the Khalifa of the Muslims, the ruler of the Muslims, to court, this judge was in shock. So he asked the non-Muslim who'd taken the Khalifa to court his name. He said, my name is such and such. He then gave reverence to Amir al-Mu'mineen, the commander of the faithful, alayhi salam. And Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi salam, said, don't give me reverence. Don't call me commander of the faithful. Call me Ali ibn Abi Talib. You took his name, you take my name. And you know what? Based on the evidences given, that non-Muslim won the case against the Khalifa of Muslims, while he was the Khalifa of Muslims. This is the justice that Islam wants for human society. Did you know that while in the UK, it was in the 1800s that married women got the right to own property independent of their husbands? The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in a society where women were inherited as a kind of property by men, gave women the right to own their own property and to inherit and so many other things. This was in about the year 620 or 630. Now for my Muslim brothers and sisters out there, whether we like it or not, we are representing Islam. Whatever we do, people think that's Islam. This is the reality, we can't escape it. Therefore, let's not assume the things we've been taught by our parents is Islam. Let's not assume whatever we grew up doing is Islam. We need to open the Quran and we need to learn about this religion from the one who sent it. This was Unplugged, freeing your mind wherever you are.